Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was your church services yesterday? Father's Day, we had a wonderful day here at Bible Baptist Church. And not only did we honor our fathers that were in the services, but we also honored our graduates yesterday. Originally planned for earlier in the month, but we had a conflict and couldn't do it, so we honored them yesterday and had a reception last night. Six young people have graduated high school and moving on to the next chapter in their life, and we're so very thankful for them and for this accomplishment. And then we heard some testimonies of those who returned from the Mexico missions trip, and that was a blessing, and we just had a delightful Lord's Day. And I hope you did where you were, and that you were in your church, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed to head into another week. Now, I apologize for my voice. I don't know if it's a summer cold. I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know if it's a sinus issue, but it's happening. And I apologize for my voice. I hope it's not bothersome. And I hope you'll be able to hear okay today. I want to continue, if we can, along that same line that we did yesterday of fathers. And I want to talk to you a little bit today, and maybe we won't get it all in today. We'll see, about the greatest father in the Bible. The greatest father in the Bible. You see, being a parent isn't easy. In fact, you know, we're all sinners. And you know what that means? It means everybody's dad is flawed in one way or another. I mean, we can be too strict, or we can be too lenient. We can be too buddy-buddy, or we can be too distant. We can be workaholics. We all want, as a kid growing up, we all wanted to be like dad. We wanted a dad that we could love and admire. And I'm thankful for the dad I had, and for his integrity, and for his hard work, and for his love for the Lord. From the day I can remember, he had us in church, and we were there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And my dad loved the Lord, and he went to heaven in 2007. 16 years ago now, and I'm thankful for what I learned and what my dad taught me in my growing up years. And you know, the notion though that there's a perfect father is a false notion. I know at times I remember watching some TV programs from the 1950s and early 60s. Like one was called Father Knows Best with Robert Young. Some of you remember that one? I mean, the plot always revolves around a variety of small problems that the family encounters or somebody in the family goes through. And it's always sorted out in the end by dad. I mean, Robert Young there as the dad. Listen, he never was unemployed, never laid off, never downsized, never outsourced, never overworked, never underpaid. He was never arrested. He never had to provide long-term care for his aged parents. There was no struggle with drugs or alcohol. I mean, that dad just doesn't exist, my friend. I'm sorry. Now, especially fathers in the Bible, they struggled. And God recorded their flaws as well as their strengths. You know, Isaac was tricked and gave the blessing to Jacob instead of Esau. And they had favorites. Isaac loved Esau, and his mom loved Jacob. But Jacob didn't turn out to be a great father either. He had 12 boys, and most of them plotted against Joseph and sold him into slavery. He couldn't even handle some of the sibling rivalry of his own boys. David, we know about his adultery and murder, but also we know about the rebellion of his own son Absalom. You go into the New Testament, and we don't have many examples of great fathers there either. I believe Joseph, the stepfather to Jesus, was a good earthly father to Christ, but we don't have any stories about that. Well, the only thing we we have was that they left Jesus in Jerusalem once when they went down for the feast, and they didn't realize it for a while and had to go back and get him. But there is one story told here by Jesus in Luke chapter 15, and it talks about a father. And you're familiar with it. We're more familiar because it's called the story of the prodigal son. But beginning in Luke 15 and verse number 11, he says, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now the father gives us some great lessons here about love. And the lessons really are for all of us, not just for dads. So don't tune out and say, well, I'm not a dad. No, there's some good practical help for all of us here and in any relationship that we have. Lesson number one, make your love extraordinary. The first thing the father does here in the story is sort of puzzling to us. He loves his son enough to let him leave and gives him the inheritance. He gives him the wad of cash, so to speak. Now, that's not ordinary. He's not trying to guilt him into anything or manipulate him into submission. And he's not booting him out of the house with just a shirt on his back. Do you think the father thought that his son's making a very wise decision? No, I don't think he did. Do you think he appreciated being disrespected by his son to man to have his inheritance now and not wait for his dad to pass away? But he lets his son leave, and he gives him the inheritance. Does he love him? Absolutely, he loves him. But because he loves him, he doesn't look to control or manipulate him or overprotect him. You see, at this point, the son isn't a child anymore. He's a man. He's a young man, and he's probably a not very smart young man, but he's a man nonetheless. And what he did here by letting him go is an extraordinary act of love. And by the way, isn't that how God loves you and me? You know, didn't he give us a will? Doesn't he allow us to do our will even though at times it will go against his will? God could have created us like every other creature. He could have created into us an ability just to operate purely on instinct, not knowing why, but just knowing it's time to build a nest or go hibernate for the winter or it's time to come out in the ocean and lay eggs in the sand. I mean, God could have just put an obedience chip into our brains that we would do every single thing he wanted us to do. And he could just sit in heaven and control us with the control like on a Nintendo. But he's God. He could have done that, but he loves us. And the Bible says we're made in his image. Remember, let us make man in our own image. David said in Psalm 8, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? You see, parents, we know we have a God-given responsibility to discipline our children, to train them up, as we taught last week, to train them up in the way that they should go. So obviously, we know there's a place for firmness and there's a place for boundaries. But the very first thing is to make sure your children know you love them. And it's an extraordinary love. It's a love that sacrifices, and a love that gives, and a love that expects nothing in return. And sometimes we extend that love to others, and we forget to extend that love to people in our own home. One of the most difficult things I've observed in 40 years, 42 years of pastoring, is parents willing to let go of their children. No child wants dad or mom running alongside them, holding their bicycle when they're trying to ride off to the first day of middle school. No, let go. And let go of that controlling nature, that sheltering nature. Ask God to let you know how to love appropriately, and when you're loving inappropriately, to show you. If you're too controlling, or you're too suffocating, or you're too overprotective, you see, here's the thing. Mom and Dad, more than you love your child, God loves your child. God loves him more than you ever could love him. And God loves her more than you could ever love her. And so there's times you're going to have to allow people you love to be in the hand of their loving Heavenly Father and let them go. That's what this dad did. He let him go. And listen, there's no cell phone. There's no FaceTime. There's no checking his social media account to see if he posted where he is. No, there was no contact. He had no idea where he was. The only thing the father could rely upon was God knew where his son was. And God knew, and they knew God loved him, and he trusted that God would work in his heart. And that's what we trust. We know that children are heirs of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. He allows us to have them and to train them and to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But my friend, we have to be careful not to take ownership of those kids. They're not ours. Those children belong to God. And when we give them to God, you can't give them to anybody better. And we have to let God do his work in their life. And don't always be the buffer. Now, this boy ended up having some hard times, but God wanted it that way. That's how God got his attention. But dad wasn't there to follow him, make sure he had a place to stay. Dad wasn't there to follow him to make sure he got a good job. Dad wasn't there to pick him up. No, dad stayed right where he was and let God deal with his son. And God did. So your love has to be extraordinary, and that has to come from God. Well, listen, I don't have time to get into the next part, so let's carry it over to tomorrow, shall we? I got two more lessons to learn about loving as a parent. We'll talk about those, Lord willing, when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow, okay? I do want to thank you again, those of you who support faithfully. Ruby, thank you so much for your faithfulness and supporting the broadcast. We get your check each month, and such a blessing. And others of you, Miss Johnson, been so good to see you in church recently, and you and your husband, looking forward to having him come to the services, and that's a blessing. And if you have opportunity to come visit us, we'd love to have you Wednesday night 6:30, and of course Sunday mornings at 9:30, 10:30, and then Sunday evening at 5:30. You can pick up the broadcast from our website, as well as any podcast on iTunes or iHeartRadio, and we hope you can do that. All right. I hope you all have a great Monday. We'll look forward to picking this back up again tomorrow for the broadcast. All right. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball, reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.